respected elders and dear brothers, after discussing the incident of the three Sahaba radiallahu anhum who had stayed behind from the Battle of Tabuk, Ka'b bin Malik, Hilal bin Umayyah, and Murara bin Rabi'a, and the entire incident pertaining to their tawbah, and then Allah's subsequent acceptance of their tawbah, which as we mentioned yesterday, took a period of 50 days. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ O people of Iman, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Have taqwa, have the consciousness of Allah, have the fear of Allah. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ And be with those who are truthful. Stay with those who are truthful. And here Mufassirin mention that it was their speaking the truth that allowed these three Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be forgiven. Whereas the Munafiqeen we know, who had stayed behind from this very same battle, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had returned, then they came to him and offered excuses, and in doing so they spoke lies. And because of this, their so-called tawbah or istighfar was not accepted. But because these three Sahaba radiallahu anhum spoke the truth, and they said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was nothing but our laziness, our own procrastination that caused us to stay behind. On the basis of speaking the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually accepted their tawbah and forgave them. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would say, when reading this verse, then he would say that it is not permissible for a person to speak a lie, neither in earnestness, seriousness, nor in jest. Even if he is joking about it, he should not be speaking a lie. And then he would say, if anybody doesn't want to accept this, then read this verse. اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Allah is instructing us that keep company and stay in the company of those who are truthful. And then Mufassirin mention that as-sadiqeen here does not only refer to a person being truthful in speech, rather the height of sidq, of truthfulness, is that a person's entire external conforms to his internal. Or rather the internal conforms to the external. Just as a person has the outward actions of Iman, of Islam upon him, his dressing, his actions, his ibadat, likewise within himself, his heart, his tawakkul, his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is inside matches what is on the outside. This is the height of sidq, and by virtue of a person keeping company of those who are truthful in nature, then he also will be spurred on and encouraged to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this way he will save himself from rebuke, from chastisement, he will save himself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah mentions that it is not befitting for those with Iman to stay behind and not participate in these expeditions with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah mentions that every difficulty, every hardship that comes to a person during the course of his time in the path of Allah on these expeditions going out in jihad, then for every difficulty he will be rewarded. So Allah mentions, مَا كَانَ لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ It is not correct for the people of Madina Munawwara, meaning Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and likewise those Bedouins who live on the outskirts, who also have Iman, it is not correct for them, أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله, that they stay behind and not join Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه, nor should they give preference to themselves over him. In other words, because of the difficult conditions, they wanted to be in a position of comfort, despite Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam having to go out. So this is not befitting, this is not correct for a person of Iman. And then Allah mentions the reward. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ ظَمَأٌ وَلَا نَصَبٌ وَلَا مَخْمَصَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Allah says that there is no thirst, nor any fatigue, nor any hunger that afflicts them in the path of Allah. وَلَا يَطَاؤُونَ مَوْطِئًا يَغِيظُ الْكُفَّارِ Nor do they take a single step to enrage the disbelievers. وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا Nor do they inflict any injury on the enemy, إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ Except that in lieu of all of this difficulty, righteous deeds are recorded for them. So no hunger, no fatigue, no thirst, no step that they take in the path of Allah, or any injury that they inflict upon the enemy, except that righteous deeds are recorded for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah will never allow the reward of those who do good actions to go to waste. Allah will never allow it to be such that they are not rewarded for their actions. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ نَفَقَةً صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً Allah continues that they do not spend neither a small amount nor a big amount. وَلَا يَقْطَعُونَ وَادِيًا, nor do they traverse or pass through any valley. In other words, every moment, every cent, every step that they take, إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ, all of this is recorded for them in their favor. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Why? Why does Allah do this? So that Allah may ultimately give them the best reward for their actions. This word أحسن is used, which means the best, the greatest. Here Alama Alusi rahimahullah in Ruhul Ma'ani mentions that this verse proves to us that if there are multiple rewards for an action, there are good rewards and then there are greater rewards, then this verse proves to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will select the best reward and give it to a person. Allah will never shortchange a person for any good deed that he does. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, further building on this point, that a mu'min, here we are speaking about a person in the path of Allah, he's going out for jihad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the very same reward in a general sense, that whether a person is out in the path of Allah or he is simply going about his day-to-day tasks as a believer, then no difficulty comes to him. And the hadith mentions thirst and hunger and fatigue and the same points that were mentioned here. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, even a thorn that pricks a believer and he has sabr, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this to expiate and wipe away his sins. So every difficulty in the life of a believer, and more so in the path of Allah, is rewarded. And this is now targhib and encouragement for the sahaba radiallahu anhum to join Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.